This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Two or three nights ago, Seth watched the Lightning lose, and it was a late game. And I got to kind of give the history as to why Seth stayed in Dan's carriage house. I just can't anticipate that you're going to know that.
Right. So people think I have trouble. I'm having trouble at home with Phoebe.
Right. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
When you first asked me to call you about you needing a place to stay for a few nights, it's exactly what I thought. And I was like, oh, man, Seth, that's horrible. I mean, I hope that's not the case. But it wasn't. Him and Phoebe are fine.
Yeah, I just got to do a Lightning gimmick.
So Seth has aligned himself nicely with the Lightning. He does the official podcast. It's something that means a lot to him. He's really been building it up. And the Lightning are really, really liking it. And so as the Lightning are approaching, or just now last night qualified for the Stanley Cup Finals there, they want Seth to do some other stuff outside of his podcast, some of which is broadcasting live on their Twitter channel after the either is it between periods or is it in the, after the game?
So they're going to announce it today, but it's going to be a show that they've got me paired up with a YouTube kid that's got like 100,000 subscribers and he's on Twitch. His name's Jeremiah, and we're going to do a pre-show, and then we're going to do a show during each intermission. And it's just going to be like, you know, all listener-driven or all, you know, social media-driven stuff
on
Twitter.
Where's the show going to be?
We're doing it from Amelie. So I'm going to be at
Amelie. No, not physically. Where can people find
it? It'll be on Twitter.
On the Lightning Twitter?
Yes, from what I know. I don't know if they're going to post it anywhere else, but this is like a new thing. They were putting it together last night as I was there.
Right. So being said... Seth's freaked out that he's going to oversleep, and like what happened a couple days ago. So, you know, loving this job and also loving this new opportunity and juggling both, Seth asked me a few days ago, hey, can I sleep in the green room on these nights? The Stanley Cup schedule announced yesterday or late last night. And so the Lightning, Dallas versus Lightning for the Stanley Cup Finals schedule is as such. This Saturday, which isn't in play.
Right.
But then Monday and Wednesday, those two games will be, you know, obviously during the weeknight, Seth will have to be at Amelie Arena, you know, and staying in the green room saves him about well over an hour sleeping, travel time. And more importantly, somebody will be here to wake him up.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now.
It's just great. I've been waking up my whole life. You know, if I wasn't able to wake up, I would have never been able to be, you know, make it in radio or any job. And it's all of a sudden I slept in one time, and now I'm paranoid for the rest of my life.
But please tell everybody, like, it wasn't me yelling.
No, you weren't mad at all, but now it's me. But, like, now the other night I was just up at, like, 3. This morning I woke up at 4 and just hung out until I left Dan's house. So, yeah, I wanted to be here just so I had somebody to possibly wake me up.
Right.
But I don't live too far away. And I know Phoebe could wake me up, but I don't want to bother her.
So, and I said, yeah, no problem. You can stay at the green room. Well, Dan Diaco, the Dr. Dan Diaco.
He's a hero to me.
He lives about 15 minutes from Amalie Arena off of Bayshore, and he has a $6 million home. And part of a $6 million home is having what they call a carriage house, which is basically the unattached three-car garage. And above it is like a two- or three-bedroom apartment. And that's where all the guests stay. Sometimes Dan stays, you know, whatever. And so he calls in yesterday and he's like, Seth, you don't have to sleep on the, you know, in the Bubba years of strippers encrusted couch when you can sleep in, you know, 5,000 thread count, you know, the finest Egyptian fabric known to man in my carriage house. So, Seth, take it away. You slept last night in Dan's carriage house. Take it away.
I did. Yeah, I got Dan told me to text him when I was leaving the arena. So I texted him at, like, I don't know, after 11. I didn't hear from him. So then I called him. And he told me congratulations, and I asked him if he was awake, and he sounded offended. And then I wasn't sure it took me about 5 minutes to figure out if I was at the right house or not.
Boy, that's a long driveway, isn't it?
Well, I didn't see. He's like, you see the truck drive back. I didn't see there was like a driveway that kind of veers off to the side.
Right.
So I was like, okay, so he had to come back.
He's, you know,
like,
you got a big joint when you got a driveway that has a splinter off. Like, yeah, you can go to another driveway.
Yeah, so he walked all the way down to the end of the driveway and just had me kind of follow him back to the carriage
house. Was he in his boxers?
No, he was in some shorts though, probably no undies.
Okay.
And then, we were watching, we talked about the Lightning for a while. We talked about Danny 198. He showed me, he wanted to give me a full on tour.
Now, did he?
He offered me everything that was in the fridge.
Except the monsters.
Oh, he's like, you know, monsters. And I go, well, can I take them for the guys in the morning? He's like, F those guys. And I go, okay.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you can have one if you want.
Right. So does he lead you upstairs and she park your car?
Yeah.
And you have to obviously go up a flight of stairs to get to the carriage house.
Yes.
Right. He opens the door. And so give us your thoughts.
Well, I mean, it's awesome.
Can you video? Maybe you can videotape it for us. Give us a little video tour.
I could. I wasn't videoing last night. I did get a picture of Dr. Dan, and he also had me take a picture of his skateboards. He was very proud. He goes, take a picture of those. So I'll post that on Instagram later for anybody that's interested.
Now, are you sleeping at this point above the Ferraris and things like that? And because you're in the garage, but it's the apartment above the garage, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So Dr. Dan leaves, and then it was probably Dr. Dan probably left the carriage house at like
just have a living room, a couple bedrooms.
Oh, yeah,
a kitchen,
yeah. You know, it's got kitchen. It's got a living room. It's got two bedrooms, bathroom. He goes, you can go out here on this deck if you need to throw up or anything like that. Cause he's got
so it's got a deck.
Well, it's got that deck that overlooks like his backyard, which is like a football field.
Right.
So
I got a throw up deck.
He told me, yeah.
Next time we get real rich, let's build a throw-up deck, okay?
He goes, you can go throw-up out there. I was like, oh, I already threw up twice today. I'm good. So,
Man, throw-up deck. That sounds pretty cool. Or even pee off the back porch deck.
Oh, I didn't even know. By the way, I didn't even know Dr. Dan had a dog. He doesn't talk about these things, you know?
So now at this point, and Blitz, don't you think?
Don't you think the dog got the squirrel. He's got a Vizsla.
Oh, does he?
Blitz,
yeah.
Don't you think that the fans would really appreciate maybe a little, to where Seth's accommodations are, right?
Oh, absolutely.
People would love that.
If Dan says it's okay. Now, I know we have some things that we're going to have to creatively edit out because there's been some damage of late.
Okay.
We'll get to that. I'll set you up nicely.
Oh, we'll get to that. Oh, great. We'll get to that. Why? When Dan's up?
Wait, damage?
Yep.
What do you mean?
He's freaked out. He's freaked out. We're going to talk about it here. Let's let it crockpock a little bit.
Can I just say, by the way, damage is not whacking it. Thank you.
Yeah, he didn't.
What do you mean, property damage?
No.
He broke something last night, and he's flipped out about it. He doesn't.
Does Dan know?
No, Dan doesn't know. Nobody knows except me, and I wasn't supposed to say anything.
I asked the guy what I should do. And I didn't know this was going to be discussed.
Dan's real particular about his stuff, too, because I went over there one time, and when I was leaving, he was like, whatever you do, don't hit my bushes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know what he tells me when I pull out? Listen, when you pull out, don't make a left too hard and go through the sprint and hit the sprinkler with your left.
He's real particular. Don't run into the bushes because, you know, like you said, that little driveway has that little crook in it.
Yeah. And if you scrape the bush, that's where the sprinkler head. And yes, you know, next thing you know, he's got like a $27 sprinkler head he's going to buy.
Did you hit the sprinkler?
No. This is far. This is either a real big thing or it's a dime store Willie. Like, it's not, it's one of the two. It's based on the value of, it's an accessory item to an appliance, basically.
I just didn't know.
Don't say what it is, Seth, because I got to figure out how we're going to say it.
But can we not? I just don't know if I deserve a burial over
I don't want, what if it's not a big deal and we can have a guy over there fixing it later today for free?
But will you tell Dr. Dan?
I'll broker it out, yeah.
Okay, you'll tell, do I have to pay for it?
I don't know.
I feel like Dr. Dan could just kind of like go.
You're going to have to pay for it because, like, for instance.
I mean, I got a question. Who broke it?
He did.
The ghost.
Well, I mean, that's, there you go.
Let me give you an example of what men do. Okay, Seth?
Please tell me.
One time I borrowed Blitz's trailer. And, you know, Blitz is if you guys seen this little black trailer out here, they put his ATV on when he goes to camp.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's brand new. He just got it. It's brand new.
It's nice.
Yep.
It's the only
nice thing I own.
It's brand new. Like, he went to the lot, brand new. I'll take that one. Yep. That's the one I want.
I picked it out.
Here's the title. No bank paperwork. Here's the cash. Yippee-o. And it's a nice trailer. Listen, I think I look at trailers and I'm like, man, that is a nice trailer. I'd like to have that trailer. So I needed to borrow it one day for something. And so I borrowed it. And when I was I was to go get my mopeds, Lummy. And when I was unlatching my mopeds, the tire strap, the tie down, scraped a little. Now it's put a little scrape in the paint on Blitz's trailer. And so I immediately went to the car store place and tried to get some touch up paint, which wasn't the right.
Right, it's the wrong paint.
Yeah, so it's the wrong paint.
And this is what men do.
And I tried to fix it. I didn't know if I could blend it in, but I tried and I couldn't.
Okay.
So then I didn't say anything. I saw Blitz at work the next day. I said, Blitz, I got to show you something.
Well, this was at the end of the day. You waited until the end of the day.
You know, I didn't want to
upset you.
I mean, I knew you weren't using the trailer until I didn't want to do it at the beginning of the show because you could have been mad at me. And that would disrupt the show. I'm very sensitive. And so after the show, I said, hey, can I show you something? I dinged up your trailer a little bit. He goes, yeah. So we walked out there. I said,
I know, I already saw it.
I said, but Blitz, wasn't it cool that I was going to, like, I was just not going to not tell you?
It was cool. And like, I to be honest, I would have rather have you just tell me than do you try to fix it.
Yeah, well.
Because you used the wrong paint.
Wait, so.
I tried to fix it. I didn't fix it. Didn't look good. And so I gave him $100 bill.
He did.
I said, here, and I gave him the touch-up paint, which was junk. I said, here's the touch-up paint that I use, and here's $100 bill. And, you know, I'm sorry for messing your trailer up. And Blitz is like, yeah, it's no big deal. It's going to get scratched anyway. I was like, still, yeah. I wanted to tell you about it.
No, I appreciate that.
I couldn't sleep at night. I was so messed up. So that's what guys do, Seth. Like, you kind of like, you know.
So don't I get a chance to be a guy?
Hey, Seth, I'll tell you what we can
do. I haven't even had a chance to be a guy yet. It's just been, it's so fresh.
But I'm going to.
It's been six hours.
I'm going to give you a get out of trouble pass here.
Do we need to send Lummy over there?
I'd like to send Lummy over to fix it.
Lummy?
Yeah. Is it a mailbox?
Seth, I'm going to give, can I give you an idea?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember, you weren't here. We were just starting Clem's Clubhouse one, like about 4 or 5 Saturdays ago. And Dan came over to check out. No, it was when he was doing a dry run on his skateboard, and he backed into my. He had his Porsche SUV, and remember, Lummy, he backed into my truck, and smashed my taillight.
Yep.
So he came upstairs and said, "Who's white Ford?" And I go, "Mine." And I just backed into the taillight. I looked at it. I said, "Oh, it looks like you got a little hole in there." And I was like, "Don't worry about it. We'll get it. Don't worry about it." So you can tell him, you can use this as a negotiating tool, Seth. You can say, hey, listen, Bubba won't, you know, make you pay for the taillight if you don't make me have to pay for this.
Well, he was very, you know, very.
What is it? What'd you break?
I'll tell you in a minute.
It was very hospitable, and I just,
Now, Seth, it's either one or two things. Yeah. Either it's not a big deal, and everybody's going to be like, you guys really overhyped it, and they get mad at us, or it kind of is a big deal based on if what you broke is vintage or not. If what you broke is just off the shelf at Lowe's deal, not a big deal. But if what you broke, like, you know, was his grandfather's,
yeah,
then maybe that could be a problem.
That's really just, I'm really uncertain of all of that.
But I don't even think they know if they had those things. I don't even know how long they've had those things that you broke. So I don't think those things can really be worth much.
Okay. All right.
So we'll get through that.
Okay.
Wow. I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. Hello?
Superfan Bubba Light.
Hey, Superfan Bubba Light. I just want to let you know that little rinky-dink grilled cheese maker you made me is one of you sent me is one of the coolest things ever. I love it.
Oh, that's no problem. Hey, I sent Lummy. It was something delivered yesterday. It was a Jabber loudspeaker.
You mean a Jabber megaphone?
Yeah, but it's shaped like a big mouth, so it looks kind of stupid.
Kind of like, you know, something Lummy should be operating. Something that looks stupid. I mean, I don't know why you don't go and invest in one of these kind of megaphones, these Thun 150 Thunder Power. These are so durable, and these are the only ones that I'll use, and they're just, you always get these Jabber ones.
Well, you need to get a good one. You never hear mine messing up, ever. Or it could be the operator.
Oh.
I have 3 functions on mine, Lummy.
I got two functions on mine,
you got
boss.
Hold on, you got 2 functions as you have to take the back end of the megaphone to work?
Yeah, because
you're dumb.
Because you got a cheap megaphone, and now Super Fat Bubba Light is going to send you an even cheaper one that looks like Mick Jagger's lips.
Well, he said it got delivered yesterday.
Thank you.
Hopefully, somebody keep a look at it. Colton, do something. Find the package.
Did you send it here or to Lummy's house?
Not to my house.
No, I sent it to the studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
The package had Lummy's name on it.
All right, okay. We'll track it down, and if we get it before the end of the show, we won't even wait for the package segments. We'll just bust it out on the show, okay?
Oh, no problem. And I was going to send a bunch of those, more of those grilled cheese makers, so that way everybody's got one.
Yeah, send at least 3 of them.
You want it for Clem's Clubhouse? You want everybody to have one?
We need one up there. We need one down here. I need one at my apartment, you know? Reagan might want one.
We need one everywhere.
Super Fat Bubba Light.
Oh, no problem.
We'll see you in January, all right?
Oh, no problem. And I'll send you the deluxe one because they got one to make.
Yeah, give me the deluxe one, then I'll take
Bubba, Bubba needs the deluxe one.
Give me the deluxe one, and I'll bring the less deluxe one that you sent me. I'll bring, you know, bring that one down here to the studios. All right, Super Fat Bubba Light. Thanks.
Thank you.
What other show has their listeners buying the multiple grilled cheesemakers?
And Mick Jagger megaphone lips,
yeah.
And tables and chairs and tennis shoes and 5 pounds of cinnamon. On are you a little flipped out that the packages have slowed down a little bit? You've been put on package probation.
Am I still on package probation?
Yeah. We're going to open all packages.
Well, by default, because everybody bought everything off our wish list. Now it's empty.
Now we're not getting any more packages. Except Lummy is getting Mick Jagger hand-me-down eBay marketplace lips that are shaped as a megaphone.
Giselle dropped it back off.
So Seth, I did watch a little bit.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. You said that's the Thunder Power 150?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm adding it to the wish list.
Thun 150.
All right.
Now, Lummy, Todd, you might want to add two. I might need a backup for mine, you know?
Okay.
You sound so good,
Bubba. I do. I'm a nearly 35-year radio veteran. I have a million hours on a megaphone.
Before we have people buying this other megaphone, can we have Lummy try that one to see if he can even use it?
That would require him to be talking where my lips go to. And Lummy,
we have kissed before, so it's okay.
What the hell?
You want to make out right now?
Well, we have kissed.
If you guys make out, you guys make out, can I sit on one of your laps?
My face.
Whatever works for everybody.
If we make out, he wants to sit somewhere.
Exactly.
Honest.
Let's go viral.
The Thun 150s are so well made that even people with IQs less than 60 can operate them. They're so user-friendly. I only talk into a Thun 150 when I'm doing my megaphone high spots as the radio broadcast professional that I am. Lummy, I would be so very honored if the fans would send you a Thun 150, bettering your odds of having a crispy, clear megaphone presentation when I go to you, instead of having to take the back off and jerry-rig the batteries. And I think you've been through two or three or four of those cheap ones, have you not?
Yeah, but yeah. I do appreciate you letting me, you know, get the same model you would have.
Well, I think the reason why he got that one is because that one was the one that was already here.
Yeah.
And he broke it, so he had to replace it with the exact same one.
Well, hopefully we can put an end to the cheapos here. We can get the fine people that provide our packages to us to get us a Thun 150.
There are two Thun 150s on the wish list.
On our Amazon wish list.
What a lead.
A little bit scared, Seth, when the Islanders neaked one in over here. A little bit scared on the neeker, were you?
Well, I mean, the whole game was just the same game that they played the night before. It was just a copy of it. So, yeah, the whole thing was
but
scary.
But the side saddle neeker scared me. I'm like, oh, God, most goalies stop the neekers.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That, you know?
Here's Lee holding, flipping one that skips around and is taken out.
See, I'm like, oh, this is what we're going for.
It's a score! The Islanders connect to Vaughn Taves.
That's okay, because you're Tampa Bay Lightning. They're like, okay, I'm glad you're feeling good with being able to neak one in on us. This is how we're going to roll. Tie it up at one.
Play that they like to use, and then they get to work. Here, Chernak to the net. The rebound and some puck watching going on for the Islander defenseman.
Is that not header? Header shoots. No, header passes. That guy shoots. Rebound, Willie. Header.
Yep.
Woo! Will be active defense from the back.
Got, I think you once said he is the glue that keeps a lot of this together, isn't he?
Absolutely.
God.
Again.
How long do we got him signed for? A while?
Probably for like 5 or 6 more years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a theme for the Tampa Bay Lightning. We talked about it earlier in the series. Hedman says, you know what? I'm going to pass it to my partner, and I'm going to go get the rebound.
Goodrow able to play it back in.
Now it stayed tied. Boom. Until
overtime.
Was it two overtimes or one?
Just one. Thank the Lord.
Overtime going. It's 1-1 going at the end of regulation.
When did you go to bed?
Oh, early. After the neek around.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's a good time.
I went to bed after the 1-0. That's that I can remember. My eyes might have been out.
What was it like to wake up to see that they were going to the Stanley Cup?
The minute I woke up, which, by the way, I missed the gym today, too. The minute I woke up, I went right to my ESPN app And boom, and I saw 2-1 OT. I then refocused my eyes to make sure I'm looking at it right.
Yeah.
I looked at it, then I wiped my face, and I looked at it again and made sure the 2 was behind the Lightning logo, yeah. Not to Islanders.
Traffic, get it to Kucherov, and a good read by Sorelli. Plays it back in and goes burrowing in after it. Pumped it on further and continued to work.
I have noticed this, that the NBC guys now... I don't know if somebody talked to them or something, Seth, but they're a little bit more cooler on the Lightning now. Maybe because, like, okay, well, this team's going to represent the East. We might as well at least be kind of cool.
And it was cool. I was at Amalie for the game last night, so they kind of have been having watch parties for their staff. So they show the game on the Jumbotron, and they run the Lightning radio feed with it. So
in the arena?
Yeah, so it's about a tick behind, but it was my first experience with hearing the Lightning radio guys and watching it last night.
That's what Colton does.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he watches on TV. It's
Goodrow around behind. Oh, it's Sorelli!
And when Sorelli neaked this in, at first they thought it got stopped, and then it went. And then it kind of it tripled in. Didn't
yeah.
It?
Goodrow around behind. Oh, it's Sorelli! Scores! Or does he? Yes!
Or does
Sorelli has scored in overtime, and the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Poor Islanders. Now get your ass out of here.
They had a good. They put up a great fight,
well,
man.
They did,
could
man.
The answers tell that they scored by the way the crowd was cheering?
Yeah. And if you're the crowd, got to hit the button, man. You got to really, you know.
The official.
Look at this. It doesn't cross the actual red line for a little bit. It kind of it's a little bit of a lingerer. Watch.
Goodrow to Sorelli off the post.
Actually, you know what?
His skate.
His skate directed
it. Yeah, his skate actually gave it to redirect Willie, did it not?
Yeah, it did.
Sorelli off the post.
Boom.
And then off the left pad of Varlamov to the back of the net.
Now, let me ask you a question, Seth. In hockey rules, so... Boom. Now, it's right there. If you are a Lightning guy and you just start hitting his pad to try to move his body back.
Yes, you can do that until they blow the whistle.
Okay, so you could just be peppering his pad if you wanted to.
Right, so a lot of... they've been
barrel roll right into the guy.
Yeah, so, I mean, what's been happening... Well, what happened in that series a lot was they felt like Vazzy was getting pounded and they weren't calling the whistle.
Varlamov to the back of the net.
So, like, let's see Coleman right here, right? Now, at this point, if it's right on the red line, and you're like, if I can get some body weight on him where his body naturally pushes it back in, so the goal is not off limits, the goaltender, you can push him?
No. You can, like, try to get the puck in, but you can't interfere with the goaltender.
So you could be smashing his pad as you look like you're trying to dig for the puck,
right?
Though,
right, yeah. But you can't, like, run a shoulder into him or anything.
You couldn't knee him in the face.
No.
Oh, okay, my bad.
But they got the job done without kneeing him in the face.
That's true. They got the job done the way it's supposed to. That was a little trickle in Jones.
Delayed reaction. Sorelli finally gets that look.
Can somebody try to find... I saw it earlier.
Look at their... I mean, look at that face, man. That's just...
That's a Zoinksville, is it not?
That's a... Whew.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's B-U-B-B-A. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. So Seth stayed at Dr. Diaco's carriage house last night because he's doing some lightning ancillary stuff and he's afraid of oversleeping. So Dan offered his carriage house. So it gets the whole tour, the whole nine yards, and there was a ceiling fan. Now, is this the ceiling fan above the bed?
Yeah.
All right. And is it going or is it not going and you're trying to turn it on, off, or slow down?
It was going and I was trying to turn the light off. But the light was actually, it's just the light was just on the switch.
Yeah.
I was kind of just being aggressive with it.
So you grabbed the ceiling fan little, you know, chain handle, so to speak.
Right.
And it broke.
Yeah, I got it.
So now we have to figure out.
And you took it?
You took it with you?
Well, I didn't. That's why I asked Bubba. I didn't know. I wasn't going to just leave it on the bed. I mean,
is it just a clip?
I don't know.
It's just, it's like the whole.
Let me look at it.
I don't know.
Hand it over to Lummy. Did the chain break or did just the clip? I think the chain broke.
Oh, you broke the you broke the beads.
Oh, no.
Just ripped it clear off.
Oh, this is those antique,
are,
too.
Those are high dollar. He's got high dollar antiques.
So what I'm saying
that was,
is
that
like,
was a small concern.
Is this a $99 Hunter that you get at Lowe's or is these, you know, some ceiling fans are like, you know, $1,000 or so.
Yeah.
If not more.
It's a pretty good pull handle right here, too.
And of course, Dan doesn't have imitation pearl handles. They're solid pearl.
Wait, I'm saying you said pearl?
Yeah.
That's it's probably a real pearl handle.
Pearl or ivory.
Now it's Grand Theft.
What? Grand Theft?
Yeah, you
wait, it doesn't have to be worth like more than a
it's probably over $500.
Yeah.
What? This thing?
We need to get Dan on
that's
the phone.
That's a $7 million house.
That's a $6 million.
Dude, it was a total.
You think he's going to have cheap ceiling fans?
So I got to get do I have to get a fan? A whole new fan?
Probably just the chain assembly, which might be a couple hundred.
Did you see any of the beads hanging out from the little hole?
I didn't even look. I was so high last night.
You probably broke the whole chain out.
Did you just rip
it? Bubba, I ripped it out and I ripped it out and I was like, you know what? Whatever. What are you going to do? I got to go to bed. Like, I couldn't.
He ripped it out and then, like, wooed like Ric Flair.
I ripped it out. And I go, you know, of course this would happen. And, you know.
Were you swinging from it like in a celebratory? An overtime Willie?
No. I go, the fan was at a good speed. And I go, I got to get this damn light off. It's too bright. And I was, you know, I kept pulling it. I'm not good at some ceiling fans, you know, you click it, it works.
I think this might be Dan. Dr. Dan, is this you?
Oh, no.
Hey, good morning.
Hey,
son of a bitch.
Hey, Dan.
Now, Dan, is that a really, you know, is that a $99 Hunter ceiling fan, or is that like imported from Italy from some of the finest tusk of elephant ivory, you know, ever?
Nah, that's not one of those. It's a regular old ceiling fan.
Come on, Dan.
Oh, thank God.
Way to ruin the bit, Dan.
Thank God. Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
It was a nothing ceiling fan, but I kept found a bunch of piles of vomit outside the carriage house.
Seth, did you vomit outside?
No.
He did say you have a puke deck.
He did, and I went out to the puke deck this morning just to kind of like
take it all in.
Well, it's like I said, it's like it kind of like Dan's backyard. It's like a football field.
Isn't
so
it nice?
I just kind of like took it all in and go, all right, I got to go to work. So yeah, I got out of there very early, and Dan was gonna come wake me up if I needed to, and I got up way before that. I sent him a text. I made the bed. I hope I didn't mess anything up. I really appreciate it.
He did make the bed. I didn't even notice that the ceiling fan was broken. So.
Now, Dan, how big do you ever go out on the back deck and just hang out? Is it that kind of deck?
Yeah, it's a nice deck. It's big. It's the size of a bedroom.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
Now, did you see Dan's invisible house across the street?
I didn't see. I did not.
Aha, because it's invisible.
It's right. Hey, Dan, you can start telling everybody that, hey, I got a, you know, a 3,900 square foot invisible house across the street. It's so well constructed that you can't see it.
You cannot see it. It is truly invisible.
Dan, but we were cool last night, right? Like, talking, everything was good. Well, I thought we were bonding.
No, we did. I had a nice conversation with Seth. He's a nice guy. We talked about how wonderful Bubba is and how horrible Anna is.
Oh, that's pretty much the general. That's the general consensus around here.
Now, did Seth tell you
Blitz.
That she was lazy?
Oh no,
career lazy.
Oh no,
which is still a form of lazy.
Oh Lord, why?
All right, Danny. Well, listen, Danny, 198. You got your big Instagram 237,000 follower model going to be in here. I think Jay and Jimmy Clevis is going to be in here as well.
Jay and Jimmy, yes, Jay, Jimmy, and V. Alicia.
Alicia.
So, V-L-Y-S-S-I-A.
And Danny, 198, today, tonight, 8 to 10, right here on Twitch and Bubba Army Radio.
And she promoted your Twitch already, Bubba.
She did?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, with a swipe deal.
Oh.
The swipe up.
Looking for a swipe deal with her. Whew, she's hot as hell. All right, Danny, I will talk to you later today, buddy.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Thanks. Dan. Hell of a guy. Do I need to bring this back?
No, yes. I would keep it.
Like, as a trinket?
I'd make earrings for Phoebe with
this
it.
Is like, hey, the Bolts went to the Stanley Cup, and I ripped this from Dr. Dan's ceiling fan.
Like, that could be your new little rabbit's foot. Like, you know, every time you go to a Lightning game, you always have that in your pocket. You know, that was the night that Lightning clinched the Eastern Conference, and, you know, you spent the most expensive – you spent the night at the most expensive place you've ever been to.
I'm supposed to spend the night Monday and Wednesday, so what can I take then? Stay tuned.
I don't know. you know, I think maybe the sofa or, you know, a shoehorn or something like that.
Lummy, are you going to stay over one of those nights and do the Lummy investigates the ghosts?
Yeah, as long as I can sleep next to you.
Lummy, how about we put you on the air mattress in the wilderness on the deck?
That's fine.
If it's a nice night?
Yeah.
Lummy, if it doesn't rain, sleeping outside in Florida in September is not that big a deal.
No, can I bring my own little fan?
No, you're going to sleep in an air mattress like in the woods.
Yeah.
With fans.
It's a camping experience. I'll be inside.
I have a battery-powered fan.
Yeah, you can bring a battery.
Okay, and then can I jump in the pool to cool off sometimes?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
The Lummy Diaco retreat takeover. Now, see, that there is an investigative piece that would probably better than five I can't find Hogan at the goddamn surf shop fails.
I did get permission. I was at the surf shop like 10 times.
You could fix his fan. You're good at fixing fans.
Oh, whatever. Let's.
All right, so this
from
is
the White House. This has been all over the place since
to change it up a tad so that we can talk about something that's happened in the world besides us.
Why?
Yeah, it's true. Every radio show in America is talking about Joe Biden's town hall. I don't know. I thought I'd play a little bit of it.
The messaging on the coronavirus from the White House has been all over the place since February. It's been extremely inconsistent. It's caused so many people in this country to ignore the virus and not take the necessary precautions. How will you...
It's like Chip Chipperson's brother.
...the proper messaging out to all Americans...
The guy answering the questions.
...to keep them informed as to how to properly protect themselves and others from this pandemic?
What presidents say matter. People listen. I will make it clear what is needed to be done.
Does this not look less organic and not rehearsed? Like, it isn't a town hall feel supposed to kind of feel like it's a little bit organic?
Yeah, but
and not like just 1,000%, you know, contrived.
Usually a town hall is like a pretty intimate setting with lots of people, and obviously they can't do that.
But it's not like he got some sort of zinger question in there. He's talking about one of the biggest things, you know.
We cannot mandate people wearing masks, but we've just been told if we should expect another 215,000.
Are they at a drive-in? And the guy's
he's in the parking lot.
Is he standing on a cornhole ramp?
Oh my god!
This guy's on a cornhole ramp at the drive-in. You Democrats, you guys are insane. We're gonna have our first town hall meeting at the drive-in with a cornhole riser to ask the questions.
I love it. This is better than the DNC. Whatever's happening here.
It is.
Whatever's happening here.
They're at a Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, it's better.
On a cornhole riser. It's exactly what's happening here.
By January. But if we wore a mask, we'd save 100,000 of those lives. Doing nothing but that. We have to make sure we lay out to the American people the truth. Tell them the truth. And those, and I would make sure that I would call every governor in the country into the White House, say, you should be putting mandates out. If they're, and if they don't, I'd call the mayors in their towns and their cities.
What are you going to have? 9,000?
That's a lot of calls.
That's a lot of people in the Oval Office,
you,
buddy.
You calling Lakeland, buddy? Are you skipping over them?
City of Bartow. Hi, this is Joe, man. I don't want to know if you guys want to send up the mayor for a big-ass meeting we're having here in the town hall. We're going to have it at the place the Redskins, I mean the Washington football team play. That's where we're going to have it at, but... Damn, I don't have the mayor of Claypool, Indiana, and West Terre Haute, everybody. All mayors are invited.
Cities and say, put out mandates. You can save lives. And we should be providing for the PPE, the protective gear.
Hi, Joe. I'm Bubba Clemmer. Are you going to stay awake during this whole process, or are you about ready to fall asleep? Because I'm tired, too, buddy. 7:30.
He's trying to focus.
It is neat. Look, you know what recently happened?
What?
The President of the United States said that no longer would we, in fact, provide mask for schools.
Zoinksville.
Them to have the mask in school because it was not a national emergency. What is he talking about? It's totally irrational. And look, this is all about one thing, the stock market. He doesn't want to see anything happen. It's all about his reelection.
Hey, newsflash.
Is this the one thing you guys haven't been able to tank yet?
Hold on. Newsflash. Hey, hold on. Hey, Joe. Everybody cares about the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if you're Republican, you're a Democrat, you're independent, you don't vote. Everybody kind of wants the stock market to do good now, don't we?
Yep.
It doesn't work. Because when it's not doing so swell, it's not good for a lot of us.
No, they're hoping it goes down.
No.
It should be about the American people.
You know us Democrats want the stock market to crash tomorrow. You know
they
that.
They would love that.
Yeah. Anything and to make the president look bad.
I mean, he pretty much just said that, did he not?
Yep.
It's all about the stock. Well, it is. It is about the stock market, whether it's Jimmy Carter in there, Ronald Reagan in there, or your dumbass in there. It is. Our country financially is the healthiness of and stableness of our country has a lot to do with the United States, with the U.S. Stock Exchange. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
That shows how healthy our economy is.
And if we don't do it, and by the way, his own CDC director contradicted him recently. He said
he contradicted him.
That's the guy's name, contradicted.
And he got dicked. Connor got dicked. Can you say that?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your lazy boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps... it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.